You're making too much noise, Ellie said.
Bloody hell, Muldoon said.
Well, you are.
I know these animals.
You're drunk, she said. Let me handle it.
And how will you do that?
She didn't answer him. She went to the gate. They say the raptors are intelligent.
They are, at least as intelligent as chimps.
They have good hearing?
Yes, excellent.
Maybe they'll know this sound, she said, and opened the gate. The metal hinges, rusted from the constant mist, creaked loudly. She closed it again, opened it with another creak. She left it open.
I wouldn't do that, Muldoon said. You're going to do that, let me get the launcher.
Get the launcher. He sighed, remembering.
Gennaro has the shells.
Well then, she said, keep an eye out. And she went through the gate, stepping outside the bars. Her heart was pounding so hard she could barely feel her feet on the dirt. She moved away from the fence, and it disappeared frighteningly fast in the fog. Soon it was lost behind her. Just as she had expected, Muldoon began shouting to her in drunken agitation.
God damn it, girl! Don't you do that!
He bellowed. Don't call me girl, she shouted back.
I'll call you any damn thing I want, Muldoon shouted.
She wasn't listening. She was turning slowly, her body tense, watching from all sides. She was at least 20 yards from the fence now, and she could see the mist drifting like a light rain past the foliage. She stayed away from the foliage. She moved through a world of shades of gray. The muscles in her legs and shoulders ached from the tension. Her eyes strained to see.
Do you hear me, gammit? Muldoon bellowed.
How good are these animals, she wondered. Good enough to cut off my retreat? There wasn't much distance back to the fence, not really. They attacked. There was no sound. The first animal charged from the foliage at the base of a tree to the left. It sprang forward, and she turned to run. The second attacked from the other side, clearly intending to catch her as she ran, and it leapt into the air, claws raised to attack, and she darted like a broken field runner, and the animal crashed down in the dirt. Now she was running flat out, not daring to look back, her breath coming in deep gasps, seeing the bars of the fence emerge from the haze, seeing Muldoon throw the gate wide, seeing him reaching for her, shouting to her, grabbing her arm and pulling her through so hard she was yanked off her feet and fell to the ground, and she turned in time to see first one, then two, then three animals hit the fence and snarl.
Good work, Muldoon shouted.
He was taunting the animals now, snarling back. And it drove them wild. They flung themselves at the fence, leaping forward, and one of them nearly made it over the top.
Christ, that was close! These bastards can jump!
She got to her feet, looking at the scrapes and bruises, the blood running down her leg. All she could think was, three animals here and two on the roof. That meant one was still missing, somewhere.
Come on, help me, Muldoon said. Let's keep them interested!
Grant left the visitor center and moved quickly forward into the mist. He found the path among the palm trees and followed it north. Up ahead, the rectangular maintenance shed emerged from the fog. There was no door that he could see at all. He walked on around the corner. At the back, screened by planting, Grant saw a concrete loading dock for trucks. He scrambled up to face a vertical, rolling door of corrugated steel. It was locked. He jumped down again and continued around the building. Farther ahead to his right, Grant saw an ordinary door. It was propped open with a man's shoe. Grant stepped inside and squinted in the darkness. He listened. Heard nothing. He picked up his radio and turned it on. "This is Grant," he said.